Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a beautiful new day and we are excited because today we get to go to church. We get to fellowship with the King of Glory. But before we take our leave and go to church, let's first dive into the Word of God and take our devotion together. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep mysteries in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him speak. But if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is also. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your mobile devices and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be a partaker of today's blessings. And in turn, you also are going to be blessed. Today is the ninth day in the month of February 2025. It's a brand new day. It's a beautiful Sunday. And I want to wish you a happy Sunday. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says freedom by association. But before we dive into the topic for today, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, we'll be looking at a topic that says freedom by association. Freedom by association. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 28 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Numbers from chapter 5 to chapter 6. Numbers from chapter 5 to chapter 6. Our memory verse is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, which says, Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Daniel chapter 2 from verse 13 to 19. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 13 to 19. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 13 it reads, So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and the men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, Why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went in to the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the Lord of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, there was a couple who had just joined the church. After some weeks, we noticed that the wife stopped coming, so we decided to visit her. When we did, she said that she stopped coming because ever since she started attending services, she lost the ability to fly in the middle of the night to a coven of witches. Just by attending our services, the spirit of witchcraft in her became paralyzed. Just as I mentioned yesterday, that people can contact demons by associating with demon-possessed people and staying in demonic environments. People can also become spiritually vibrant by associating with godly people and staying in spirit-filled atmospheres. The quality of your association will impact the state of your life. If you are surrounded by people who despise godly things, you can't expect to enjoy freedom in line. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 says, you must not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Anyone you will call your close friends must also be a friend of Jesus. However, if your friends love God and desire his presence fervently, you cannot remain spiritually lukewarm. Also, what you listen to, watch, and read plays a huge role in how much liberty you will enjoy in all the areas of your life. You cannot study the Bible diligently every day and remain in Satan's bondage. As you read God's word, his light will fill your heart and you receive life-changing directions and instructions. As you fellowship with God's word, you will become enlightened in his ways, like we see in Psalm 119, verse 130. Enlightened people cannot be easily deceived or swayed by the devil's lies. They are not ignorant of the devil's devices, and therefore he cannot take advantage of them, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Apart from God's word, you should also fellowship with godly materials, songs, and videos. Let your eyes be fixed on things that will always uplift and strengthen you in God. Fill your environment with godly things that will push you to seek God more and more. As you do this, you will enjoy greater spiritual freedom, and everyone who encounters you will perceive and receive the fresh breath of heaven. Beloved, spend time with people, things, and places where God's presence abides. Because in his presence, there is freedom, joy, and all-round peace and prosperity. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, your association will greatly impact your life. Your association will greatly impact your life. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store and Apple Store. It's free of charge. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows, gospel-filled shows, gospel-entertaining shows that you can enjoy throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.